welcome our newest commissioner, Warren Masterson Rodriguez. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Warren, I understand you're pretty new to New City. Would you like to say something about yourself and your interest in arts and letters?
Yeah, sure. I've been doing New City for about 10 months now. I purchased a duplex on Boston Avenue. I live in one unit, rent the other one out. I work at Express Scripts. I'm a director there. I manage all of our drug pricing, so I was lucky to make the meeting today. I just flew in from Dallas, so only been back in St. Louis for about a couple hours, but I'm very excited about this. Back in, I guess it was earlier this year, when there were when there was some vandalism at the Jewish cemetery here in New City, a couple friends and I kind of got together and decided that you know, we wanted to do something about it. We wanted to do some kind of an art project. So you may have heard about that, or maybe even participated in that art project. Yeah, so that was something that my friends and I kind of coordinated in concert with the University of Missouri St. Louis and a couple other universities nearby. So that kind of sparked my interest in getting a little bit more involved with U City.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good place to get involved in U City. What I will let, as you'll see on the agenda, we'll go through. We have a lot of different events. I'll talk to you, I'll have a conversation with you later and give you more information. Going to our website, I think you got an email that I sent to the mayor. I think she passed on to you that has some more information that'll be helpful to you as far as finding out about what we do and the events we have. Okay?
Sure.
Well, I want to welcome you, and we're a good, interesting group. Who sponsors you?
Who appointed me?
Yes.
The mayor.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we can go around the table and start with Mrs. Henderson. We can introduce ourselves to you.
Melcy Henderson.
And what do you do with us, Melcy?
Oh, sorry. Starlight Concerts. Chairperson of Starlight Concerts. That's Music in the Park every Monday.
Okay. I'm Myra Vandersall. I do the marketing committee.
Kay Watts. I'm vice president, and I do returning artist, and I'm also a literary.
Winnie Sullivan, I am the treasurer and chair of the literary committee, and I'm on marketing and finance.
I'm Gary Burr, I'm president. I'm with the public arts and on literary, and I help out in various other places around the commission.
And I'm Barbara Santoro, and I'm obviously the secretary, and try to help today with returning artists where I can.
Fred Fair, chair of the photo show. I think that's, yeah.
We have a couple of other commissioners who will introduce themselves shortly. Did anything else? This is Marion and Lomena. I'll let you tell them about themselves. This is Lauren Masterson Rodriguez. She was just sworn in as our latest commissioner. So we were just going around the table introducing ourselves and how we work.
My name is Marion Reed. I work with Photoshop and I do help out with concessions at Starlight Concerts.
I'm Lomena Shala. I work on the finance committee.
Okay. Very good. We do not have any, Ms. Taylor is out for family business day. We do have the recording device turned on, and she said when we turn it off at the end of the meeting and someone will just leave it here and someone will come and pick it up. And Fred has volunteered to be in charge of sound. Okay, so let's go to approval of the minutes from May 11th. Got a chance to read those. If you could, does anybody have any problems with any corrections needed for the minutes? Okay.
I just have a few corrections on the minutes. Under the treasurer's report, in the last line there,
$24,621.14. That was actually our closing balance at the end of March. So that figure needs to be changed to $23,622.61. That was our closing balance at the end of April.
Did you look at that? Just the 23.
Okay, and so our closing balance at the end of April was $23,622.61. And then under the committee reports, the Finance Committee, the first sentence, the chair shared comments from, it was the Regional Arts Commission. And on the second page, under literary, the last sentence, or just say, notice of Patricia McKissick's death was placed in roars, and delete the last I and replace that with an A.
I'm sorry. Oh, McKissick.
Citizens' comments tonight, so we'll go to item 4, the Treasurer's Report. Ms. Salt.
Okay, so each month I present what is usually pretty straightforward and frankly somewhat boring, the Treasurer's Report. This month we have a little bit of drama, however. And so I will begin this report by directing your attention to, you'll see a partial statement there for our general fund that is should be like the second page in your package. Has the final four digits 999. So we had a matter that we had to clear up with the bank, and we're still in the process of doing that. In the amount of $320 was presented on the 30th of May. And if you look at the next page there, you'll see an image of that check. The check was written to a person, Duncan Sherwood Forbes. And it was dated 1/10/2012. When I saw I have to yet the person at the bank who deals with fraud look back at all the signature cards in the, all of them, and looked in 2012 and didn't see that signature on there. So I need to just talk with him again about that. But in trying to ascertain who was Duncan Sherwood Forbes, again in talking with Gary was able to establish that Duncan was indeed can't establish that his project was actually selected for funding and that he should have received a check. Also, it's a little bit of an aberration that a person would present a check 5 years after they received it. So we're working with the bank to try to resolve that mystery. And in fact, I got a letter today from Commerce Bank. So we'll be having an ongoing discussion, but they said the check was presented and then it was returned, and the reason for return was because the signature was not what they have on file. So that means additional discussion who that person was and what we need to do about it, and also to ensure that the amount was replaced in our account and that we have a corrected statement about that. So,
do you want me to add my information?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, that year, there were three pieces that were erected. There was QR City, there was the doors in Human Park, and there was the digital video. But I remember that there was a fourth piece that was chosen. It was a reflective pyramids that were going to go in Eamon Park. They were going to be on the side, actually, where the mounds were. Mm-hmm. And that student dropped out of school before he actually created the pieces. And I'm betting that's who that was, because it was after he was chosen. Sculpture up on the program. I got messages out to Sam Fox. That was when Ron Fonda was the professor of the program. He is out of the country, I believe. But we're talking to Sam Fox to find out if we can. I know it appears that Duncan is not currently a student at the university. So we're trying to find out. They don't have any idea why he would have turned in the check 5 years later either. But this is why we have a signature card at the bank to keep people from cashing things. My only confusion is that we did cancel the check. I'm not sure, but that was my first year on Arts and Letters, my first year working with sculpture. I'm not sure why the check wasn't just canceled after we dropped out of the program. So that's my question. I don't know if they have any memory of that, or maybe.
Yeah. unfortunately distracted young man who, when I visited again with Angela Fitzgerald over there, discovered that the name was incomplete. So on the checks that we first received, it says Municipal Commission. That's all. And then for the address, instead of using one of our official addresses, either 7210 Olive or 6801 Del Mar, it had my home address.
Oh, my goodness.
My home address, because I received statements as the treasurer. So anyway, I got to really enhance my relationship with Angela. She was excellent, very helpful. She got that all taken care of, and I can say that today I got in the mail corrected checks. The beginning balance and the ending balance on our Starlight Concert Fund is correct, 6308. However, what I've included in your packet today is a statement of account activity, because when Angela was making corrections to that account, she discovered that the deposit that I made, that was a check from the city for the amount that had been allotted for Starlight for this fiscal year, that was a check for $8,300, had in fact gone into the Marvin Movie account. So she transferred that into the Starlight Concert Fund. And if you take a look at that account activity page, you'll see that as of 6/5, our balance was correctly $14,608. That's exactly what it should be. $131 for checks. Of course, there was no charge for having to correct them. Get a new set of corrected business checks. And then you might note at the top of that page, when I printed it out on 6/7, our balance was $11,001.99. And so that meant that one of the checks that we had written to Profound Sound Legacy had already come in and cleared. So I just want you to be assured that things appear to be finally straightened out, and now I think we're off on the right track. We do yet have that mystery to solve about the general fund, and we will get that addressed. Well, I'll talk with the person who addresses possible instances of fraud tomorrow, and we'll have it included, I hope, on this.
Thank you, Ms. Sullivan. Any questions? We don't usually have such goings on.
I did want to mention that we got our award letter from RAC, and we are going to receive $8,000 for the fiscal year beginning in July. We can invoice for a third of that grant immediately, so we'll go ahead and do that. And we will also be preparing our final report for the grant year ending June 30th, and as soon as we prepare that final report, we can invoice for the balance of $2,600 for this year's grant. So one thing I wanted to ask you is if you've taken, I know folks said they had taken pictures and they had taken videos at Starlight, so if you have those to help us with, you know, support documents for the grant, please forward them to me or to Gary so we can, you know, have those available. And then the only other financial thing I wanted to mention was in relation to our revenue for the Starlight concert. That was the 4th of June, and we made $53 from the raffle tickets, $324.75 from concessions. On the concessions, we had expenses of $184.10, so we made a profit of $140.65. And we should have diminishing costs there because we've got supplies that have been purchased that we won't need to repurchase. So,
okay. and staff liaison report. Ms. Taylor being out, we did get, she printed off a new copy of the roster. It looks like it's missing a page. So if you do not see yourself on this roster, we will track down the missing page. For those of you who are on here, please go over the information, make sure it's up to date, especially your contact information. And I think she mentioned last time she's added the latest known term expiration date for your time on the commission.
She added? It's not added. Mm-hmm. It's added or it's not added?
It should be added.
Mine's not.
It's not added for you and I.
It's not added for a bunch
of people. Yeah, okay. Mine's not her either.
All right. Well, we'll get more on that. And we don't have a council liaison.
No.
Which I understand he's at the MSD meeting. So let's go ahead and go to the committee reports, and this would be finance for Ms. Sullivan.
Okay, the finance committee has not had a meeting. Now that our secretary is back, we'll schedule a meeting to look over recommendations for grants that we got from Andrew with IT, as well as other funding.
Thank you, Ms. Sullivan. And Ms. Vandersall?
There's no report from the marketing committee. Okay. We haven't had a chance to meet yet. Okay. Again.
And we'll say the website has been updated. I understand there was a question about something. I rechecked and I did not find any of the reported.
I don't know where they're looking.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Mrs. Henderson has a contact who, for some reason, every year finds the old schedule on our website. Mm-hmm. I don't know where she's looking, because every year I go back and look through the website trying to find it, and I can't find it.
I don't know what they're looking at.
Okay, but if you do find, please visit our website and let us know if you find any problems so we can keep up to date. As my mind, I think I need to update the roster on there now that I'm speaking this out loud. Let's go ahead and go to the, and I think the policies and procedures manual is the same thing. We're going to the meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to literary, Ms. Sullivan.
Literary committee hasn't had a meeting. I did try to arrange one on short notice. Folks have other commitments. So I will extend another invitation to meet with more notice, and we'll pursue the sidewalk poetry project. Just for an update, we are not going to be doing Lynn in the Woods. We will have our gala and tradition of literary excellence award ceremony that will probably wrap around that book festival that's headed by Love Bank in the West End. Stephanie asked me last meeting about an award for the student writers. Because I did it, as she mentioned it, and I would really like it if we could consider.
I guess we're in full swing in terms of accepting photo submissions. I have no clue as to whether we've received any or not because I've not checked the email and checked it.
Right. Aren't they not supposed to be sending them in until
August?
August.
They're not to be sent until the best of the application says about the
But didn't August. We didn't we say that they could hold on. I'll bring up the
We have had one communication from a parent who wanted to know if their child photographer could send in more than one photo.
And that's a yes.
And that's a yes.
Entries will be accepted through Sunday, August 2017. Right?
Mm-hmm. So accepted, so that they can send it in now.
Yes,
that was my understanding of it. They can send it in any time. I don't think it matters when they send it in. It's all digital.
Right. I will say that somebody that got that flyer got on a spammers list because the Arts and Letters at email address is receiving tons of junk mail from addressed to somebody named Sarah. And they apparently have pharmaceuticals and free mortgage loans. We've had that account open for, well, 5 years now, and we've never seen this type of stuff. So it's we'll have to keep on putting in blocks and filters on there and try to keep it out. But
did everyone receive the email that I sent with the attachment just so you could see the flyer? Hopefully everyone is okay with that. I didn't hear anything differently. I've got we need to get the word out as much as possible on the photo show. I've got Cindy Theory, who's going to put it on. Okay, good. She said she was going to do I'm looking at this here.
PTO,
and there was something else. And then I think some of the whatever Facebook sites she's involved in and stuff. And I know that her two children were going to submit at least a photo apiece, so that's good.
The posting on the Facebook page had shared a lot. There was a lot of nice activity around that, too. I haven't seen.
And that was on the high school foot?
This was on our Facebook
page.
Okay.
For the Arts and Letters.
Cindy said high school Facebook page. Obviously on the Arts and Letters Facebook page.
The mayor sent that in her, she included in her email also.
Yes, I talked to her, got a response from her on that. She said, she'll see if the other PTO presidents to post on their school pages as well, so I'm assuming she means the liaisons to the different schools maybe to post on their pages. And she didn't mention this in here, but I'll talk to her and make sure she does it. I know she's involved in some of those City on the Record and that kind of stuff. If she can, I see other people posting stuff on there, and I know that if she could just post it on it for me, I'm not on it, but that would be ideal. And if anyone has any ideas as to how we can get this to as many parents and or children in the in University City, let me know. And if you would, if you don't mind, and post it on whatever social media outlets you have, then I think that's about it. We do have, I've been really lagging, and we've got some flowers to pick up from High Tech. It's been there for like a week and a half or 2 weeks. I will get them. I'm going out of town tomorrow. I'll be back next week, and I'll get on that. You know, the school ended up doing the digital email, the peach jar thing out to everyone, so we didn't need the flyers for that, but we still do need to get flyers over at the schools for summer school, library, stuff like that, and I'm a little behind on that.
Are they paid for?
No, but I can call and get my credit card and pay for it.
I
just.
I can pick them up.
Okay.
I'll pick them up tomorrow. I'll go that direction.
Okay.
And then just let me know when schools are going to get them too.
Okay. And we can talk. I can help. Okay. Middle of next week and do that with you.
For Lauren's information, so the photo show is their photos that are chosen to go into the city calendar that goes around everybody. And this year is our first year we're going to have an exclusively. Submissions from school children living in New City. So it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with. It's why I love New City, right?
And I think, and I've tried to be careful in some of the emails I've sent and when I mentioned it to Cindy and some of these other people, and make sure that people know that we're not just calling this, you know, it's not just for University City school district children, it's for kids that live in the district, because I can only imagine that if we.
Right.
If we leave, not that we don't want to do that, but if someone thinks that they're left out, then we're gonna, you know, we're gonna get emails. So it's for school district, school age students. I'm sorry, living in University City, so
okay.
They can go to other
schools. We have stuff like this. You're talking about marketing and stuff. Would that be like the marketing committee that would support?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That so right. Okay.
Yep. Right. Yeah, marketing works with all the different committees on the commission. Get the word out for the
marketing put together our flyer. Did a wonderful job on that, and she's helped us quite a bit with so far with that stuff. But we definitely have some more stuff to get out. Like I said, we got to get these flyers out into the library and stuff like that, because we're kind of.
Have you guys been? Because you were also going to look at the judges, like talking to Susie Gorman, and
we need to sit down and meet
probably
pretty soon and start getting moving on that. And the awards, you know, we have no idea what those are going to be yet, so we need to discuss that and the judges and stuff. So maybe sometime next week, we need to start working on
that. I might suggest the judges are probably the hottest ticket because you want to make sure you get on their schedule.
And I'm trying to remember. I know we discussed Susie Gorman. Does someone here know her?
And then I spoke to the art teacher at high school too, and photography teacher too.
Okay, and we talked about Wiley Price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did someone here say they knew Susie? I feel like someone here said, "Oh, you should get Susie." I think she. I don't know her.
I know people that know her.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am too. I think.
She's a good friend of my dad.
So yeah, we got to kind of figure out
I'll see if I can get
source to get her involved. But I think Wiley Price, everyone here, I could call him and ask him. I'm sure he'd hopefully be open to participating in that. And then you said the art photography teacher at the high school,
and they were both part of the returning artist program. She was the returning artist earlier. Susie Gorman.
Was she really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So was Wiley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know Wiley.
Did we have any other photographers or returning artists, or are they the only two?
I'd really like to get Michael Eastman. But I don't know him. Do you know him? Doesn't he live in your neighborhood?
He lives in my neighborhood. I don't know him.
I mean, I've met him, but I don't know him personally enough to call him up and ask him to do this. And it's probably maybe something he'd want to do, but I mean, he's
probably worth a try.
Yeah.
He's so I mean, he's a world renowned.
Yeah. I think he would be honored.
I don't know how involved he is in University City stuff. I know he lives in University City, but I have never once seen him out and about involved in things in the city, which doesn't mean he doesn't or wouldn't. I just, you know. But,
yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we can look at that.
He was, where did I see him? I got his dress.
He's still in New City, right? He was in Parkview, I'm assuming to say that.
Yeah, I just got his address at some local event or other in the past years.
And for Wiley, you could use Wayne, too.
Right.
I've got Wiley's email.
She's got
and I think I do, too. And I'm comfortable enough, having met him and talked to him numerous times, that I'm fine with asking him and seeing what he says. But we'll talk about that when we meet.
Okay.
Okay, great. It's all coming together.
I hope so. I gotta get some submissions from.
Yeah, you gotta get those submissions.
Yeah, that's kind of key.
And then we have a back to school rally too on August 1st, so we can get some of the information on this before the time to put it out.
Sounds good.
School district.
All right. So the public art committee, that's me. We still have, we're gonna meet with Professor Noah Kirby. Back to town and talk about what's going to happen next year. The pieces have been removed and the grounds look okay. So that's about all we know. There are going to be some new maps redone, but I'm waiting on some other information about somebody who knew that there were some other permanent sculptures that were out there that were beyond the ones that I knew about. So I'm trying to get more information about that so I don't have to do a re-rent at iTech. So I guess that leads us to returning artists.
Yes, I'm trying to get in touch with Theo Abel so I can see if he's still interested, because this was, I think, last summer when he said he would be interested in doing it. So.
Okay, I don't know where he is right now.
Madam Vice President.
Man, I can get a hold of him anytime if you would like for me to make a call back.
Yes, would you? Numbers that were on his car. I don't know if he's changed them.
I'll call his wife.
That's who I was calling.
Mm-hmm. She'll get him one. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
I have something. That's the reason why our guests are here today. I met them yesterday at the hotel, and they were inquiring about possibly performing at the hotel. And I told them our contracts were already signed, So it wouldn't be a way that we can get them in to perform this year. So they were here to get information and possibly, I guess, prospect themselves to see if they could or what is needed for them to perform next year.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the next report is Starlight Concerts, so maybe you could give that information as part of your report.
For the people to get in contact with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can do that, but let me start off first.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
The Starlight Concert was very, very good, our first one.
It was a really nice turnout.
The first Monday, it was great. We had almost, when I looked after the concert was over with, there were close to 400 people there, mm-hmm. at least 400 to 500 people. And I was stunned to see that many people that were so in order. They were so orderly Monday. But they're usually orderly anyway, but it was exceptionally orderly this past Monday, and it was just great. So I give kudos to the concession stand and the people that came. Thank you very, very much. And the only thing that I have to say is that the only thing that I'm concerned about is the selling of the tickets and going out and actually selling the tickets on the ground, because I just don't think they're going to come to the area near the concession stand to purchase tickets. So I did not see too many people coming up to buy any tickets afterwards. So I would like for us to continue to go out on the ground and sell the tickets. It doesn't take that long to do it.
It wasn't that long, but I think we kind of came to that conclusion at the end of the year last year, because at the last minute, at the point of when Mr. Gary was about to announce it, we had like a flood of people came over to the table, and we thought just maybe this year would be better if we announced to just have them coming to the table instead of flooding us at the point of him getting ready to announce it.
Well, I will announce it when I get up, when I take the podium for the first time, that if you miss us going around, then purchase them after.
Give them a choice. We'll be around and you can come up.
Yeah, after we've done our walk. And that's what I would like to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as far as getting the information, I'll get the information. Where are the people?
Right behind you. Mr. Miss Patricia and Mr. Durrell.
Okay, I'll talk to you about that and I'll get your information right after the meeting. Is that okay, Mr. President.
Okay,
I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'd like to also thank everybody. This was a really great turnout from the commission. Help out. Mrs. Reed was teaching people how to cook Polish hot dogs and keeping track of all the orders. I was kind of like being a floater, helping out in different areas. I must admit, I was in the way a couple of times because I was fine if somebody asked for one hot dog and one bag of chips. But when I had somebody ask for their
tickets,
I want two Polish four dogs, nachos, and then you've gone beyond my ability to handle it. I'm in total admiration of your ability to juggle those orders without having like a little pad even.
No, we don't want pads.
Well, that was Will Matter. She did a great job taking the arms.
Yes.
She did a good job taking arms. Yeah.
Kept the line moving.
Thank you all for working.
I think by the end of the summer, I think we'll be well versed in that.
Yes. I think it's a good time to say, though, that there are holes, especially for that Saturday when the concert is longer. It's
from 4 to 8.
And so I think there are holes.
We'll send out another reminder. How many people have signed up for the Saturday show?
That's the 24th, right?
That is the 15th.
The 15th.
Okay. It's the 15th.
And so it's like, you know, the setup is fine, but the whole 6 to 8 slot is kind of thin.
Because we basically need one person to at the table to collect the money, and two people back and forth. Well, I'll be there the whole time, but I
so
can't
you,
do it by myself.
Yeah,
but,
we need, I will be
you know,
here.
So an extra person, you know,
right.
Two people, extra people back there in the back with me.
Yeah, I don't know if so. I signed up. I can't remember if I signed up for the whole day, but I'm probably.
I think you signed up to set up, but.
Yeah, I'll be there for the whole thing. I think that kind of. Linda told me I should just take some time off.
I think I signed up for it, but that was by accident.
I wish you said that. I need to take you off. Yeah, so yeah. We have a lot of holes. A lot more holes than common gentlemen.
Well, then, what is the actual date? Is it the 14th or the
15th? It's the 15th.
The 15th.
Okay. If you have, did anybody have any troubles using the sign up? Electronic sign up form?
She did, but she called me and
okay,
I
yeah,
signed
yeah,
her up. If
yeah,
you had a trouble, I just said, give it to me. I can
all,
sign
yeah,
you up.
Well, Meta's got complete editorial control over that sheet, so she can make changes and updates. Mrs. Henderson doesn't have to sign up because we know she's going to be at every single one of them.
Yeah.
She's promised me that. She's not going to get
it. No, I didn't promise you, but I promised myself.
Okay. Which is more important, right? You're going to be there.
Yes. There's one that I won't be at.
Yes,
we 31st.
Know there's one day you won't be, but
31st.
She's the one that needs to be there every month.
That's July or June?
July. I have to work.
Yep.
I may come later, but.
And that
so,
one is also very, very sparse.
Which one?
The 31st. Yeah. And that's the one where I feel like you need more than one person because she isn't there and she was pretty efficient. And so we need people who do her job.
Because we don't have anybody. We need people with her. Two people to equal her.
Yeah. July 31st?
Yeah. July 31st.
Well, Myra now knows how to make the hot dogs and Polish sausage.
Oh,
so, and I can put them in the buns. So we're
I I get off. I'm right at the high school. So, I mean, I'm finishing at 7. So I can push myself to get back down or, you know. But I'm right there at the high school.
Well, Nada, I am so sorry. I just was screaming Felicia at you for I don't know what reason. Are you able to send us the sign-up sheet that's filled in with our names and dates and so we see where the holes are?
Yes.
Can you do that? That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think if you do go back, if you've already signed up, you can go back in there and it'll show you all the spots, the ones that are filled and not filled in.
Yeah.
Too. So you can see like a live. She can send you a sheet, but this would be like an updated version anytime you sign into it.
But if you would just send us the link again, that would probably.
I would like to thank Wilmetta and Marion for everything you've done and organizing us with this wonderful online thing. It's very clear and easy to do, and it makes you make a commitment because it reminds you. So you cannot use it. I mean, you can't not do it. And Marion, all your work and hauling and all that stuff. And your efficiency is incredible. And I want to know if you have any tips on how we can help you more or relieve some of the pressure from you, how we're doing with the circulating with all the food, that sort of thing. But thank you very much, both of you.
It may be, Marion, you could like maybe step back, like train people and then step back.
Okay.
And then let us do the work and you can watch.
Okay.
And that would help us probably do more.
Okay.
And learn faster. Because you were doing too much of the work.
Do we usually have volunteers to help with this?
Yes. Yes. That's
so
what
you
we'll,
guys aren't doing all of this.
Well, no, volunteers are.
Okay,
like,
no, we do it.
There's a fund, and the executive board is working on a way to increase the number of volunteers that are outside of this, but that's still got some roads to cross. But
do we solicit when we have like the Starlight concerts, something like that? Do we survey the attendees or have a way of getting a hold?
the people who show up? No.
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 Got a question.
Because it's open to the community.
Go ahead, baby.
But I mean, if you, like online, if there was a way for them to check in online and then we could get their feedback, like, what did you think? What can we do
for
better? Do you want to volunteer? Do you like it so much? Do you want to volunteer?
Oh, no, because some of these people aren't from New City and we have to.
It may be, I mean, some one thing is sometimes commissioners come out of people going to our events and they say they would like to learn how to help or they would like to volunteer for that. Some of the other events, well, when you go to one, and then you'll get a better idea.
Well, I'm assuming they're probably similar format to the ones that are at Ford Park. Like the outdoor movies and stuff like that.
It's a little different.
There are some possibilities for that in the future, but I think
not now.
It's a few hundred people. It's been growing every year. Regional Arts Council gives us good A-plus grades on our apply for the grant for it, so we're moving in the right direction, and it's certainly grown from past years. But it's a lot of fun, even when it's hot.
Yes, sir.
We have talked about developing like a friends group to assist with that, and there are other established groups like RAC has a volunteer group for the arts that we could call upon. But the part of what you said that I really like is that we do need to have evaluation of our events.
Yes.
As we're preparing grants. That is a question that regularly comes up, and we don't have that feedback.
That would be, one thing we should do very quickly without changing formats or doing anything online is, even if it's like, folks who have iPhones who are on the commission or even getting an iPad and just going to talk to folks and literally filling it out for them while they're standing there. One of the questions could be, are you a UCP resident or not? And then you can filter the data by taking recommendations from resident versus non-resident. Even if we get a sample, we don't have to survey everybody, but even if we get a sample of 30 people who are there, and it's a quick conversation checking in with them, and it's a quick...
That's one of the things about like selling a raffle tickets in the crowd.
You can
talk to the people.
Yeah.
It's more than just selling we sell like raffle tickets to them, and talking to them about, is this the first one you've been to this year? Which one do you like the best? Where did you come from? There's some general questions to make the conversation lighter. There's no official tallying of the information because you're trying to get the ticket and not lose the dollar bills blowing the wind away from you. If we come up with some way of tallying that information that could be used as data for RAC would be great.
Lauren, would you like to prepare a little draft questionnaire for us that we could use to collect that information?
That would be great to see that. Okay. Is there anything else about the Scarlet Lake from the Scarlet Lake report?
No.
Okay. We'll go to old business. The fundraising appeal letter ad hoc committee is going to be getting together also.
That's true. We have templates for fundraising, and we just basically have to meet, refine the template, copy the information that we want, and print it and get it out. So it's it's just really a matter of carving out the time to meet and finalize that. We have plenty of models for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, Meta, was there anything, because Movies in the Park, you talked to us about that, it sounded like people thought it was a good idea. More details about how many, stuff like that. I think we just need to figure, there's still time for that, because obviously we couldn't do it this summer.
No. Well, maybe what I'll do is I'll put something together and
Can you talk to this mic?
oh, maybe I'll put something together and send it out in an email, because I don't necessarily know what people want.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Okay. The next one, well, Mannequins in the Loop Reception, it's this Sunday and the Craft Alliance. Rereading Audrey's note and invitation, she needed RSVPs by today. I sent her an email saying the commission was tonight. Is anyone interested in going to that reception to see the winner of the Mannequin in the Loop? And I will get your name to Audrey.
What's the hours?
It is from at 5 o'clock, Craft Alliance. Sunday. I'm going to be there. But other people, I don't have to be the only one. I can't. Okay.
I'm happy to go.
Four.
Okay. Okay. No, that's fine. The other thing is we have the community. What's the CCA again? That's
Creative Communities.
Creative Community Association is meeting on June 21st. This is where they're meeting with representatives from other communities, arts organizations, community arts organizations like Webster Groves, Clayton, Manchester City, with people from the Regional Arts Commission. The City in Bloom goes to that. If anyone is interested in going to that, please let me know. I will send you more information about it. It's during the day, which makes it tough.
Do you know the hours during the day? I have some flexibility, but I'm on it.
It's basically through the day.
Oh. I have to do pickup and delivery.
Yeah. So that makes it tough for, because people who work would have to get a vacation day to do it.
Yeah, that's...
So I will send more information around about it because we have more time to RSVP for that.
And what's the typical agenda?
It's vague. It's talking about what the community, if somebody from us went there, we'd talk about what we're doing in the community as far as our particular arts events. I think it's more of about sharing information, what they're doing, what problems they've run into, and putting on their events. And letting other communities know what's going on in theirs. So, like, there's sidewalk art festivals and music in the park and things like that. We're all doing a lot of similar things. So the idea is that there could be some good sharing of information going on. I will try to put something together on that through email and maybe get a group. And I don't think we need, like, 10 people going to that, maybe just a couple of people, and we can give a brief report at the next meeting. I think it'd be good for us to have a presence there because we are known for, like, so many things, so many good things. And we'll see what we can come up with, okay? For new business, we've got a lot of, I guess this is old business too, because this came up after the agenda came up, the utility box painting thing for the Olive Street. That is going to happen. They've got their submissions in. The submissions will be, the winner will be announced on June 15th at a reception from 5 to 7 in the old Create space on Delmar. They haven't been judged yet. Stephanie and I will be the judges representing the Arts and Letters Commission. We have to be there at 4, and we have an hour to pick the winner, and then from 5 to 7, they'll have a reception announcing the winner. I do not know how many submissions they had, but that one was also well received on the digital communication.
So there's one artist who is going to paint many utility boxes, or just one artist from in one box, that's it?
I think it's going to be one artist from many, so it'll have a consistent theme.
Okay.
Oh, I was under the impression it was a bunch of different ones.
Well,
sorry.
Also, for new business, there is the, after you go to Starlight, beginning Tuesday, June 13th through the summer, the U City Summer, band will be in Heman Park at the same place as the Starlight at 7 o'clock every Tuesday beginning June 13th. This is their second time out in Heman Park. They used to be in the Loop. And I understand they got a pretty good turnout there, so hopefully the weather and turnout will be just as good for them this year. Interestingly, something that's new is the Loop Arts Festival, which takes place June 21st to June 24th. It's being put on by the Loop Business District. We found out about this a little late. If you saw the pianos that were up in the Loop that were painted, that was part of that. On June 21st, they're going to have Make Music Day. I'll send a complete list of this information to you so they can talk about it on the minutes. They're going to have like Make Music Day. They're going to have live music from lots of businesses from this side of the Loop all the way down to the pageant at different venues. On June 22nd, they're going to have a Literary Arts Festival where they're going to have readings at different places along the Loop. On June 23rd, they're going to have a Loop Gallery Walk where you can stop at gallery and be cocktail and cheese things. They're also going to have children's events where children are able to help with art. That's on June 23rd. On June 24th, they're going to have the Chalk Festival, the Chalk the Loop. I talked to Jessica Bueller, who is the marketing director for the Loop Business District, and invited her to come and talk to us about future events like this. Her funding ends this month, so she's not sure what they're going to do after this particular festival. She's not sure what's going to happen with it. She's going to give you some more information. She doesn't know. It's like they're going out in a big way. So it's hopefully they can continue in one way, because this is a pretty nice thing which crosses paths with a lot of things we're already doing. So hopefully if somebody picks it up, we'll be able to help. Okay. Does anybody else have any announcements?
Question about the various cities. Do you have an adequate number of brochures
for that? I gave all the brochures I had to Linda, and there was quite a large.
Okay.
I think we're okay on that.
Okay. I guess if we can get Fred, we can get some maybe the photo show flyers too. Those would be good for various city also.
Okay.
When are you coming back? Okay, so you'll be hearing, I guess just getting them to Linda is probably good enough to get them on the table. So if you were Mary and pick those up from the printer.
So where do you want me to go? Will we pay them up tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, but I'm going to be out. I leave it early in the morning. I guess I got to.
Today, tomorrow?
Yeah, and I'm out of the country. So I guess I got to figure out how to get them.
So, you know,
but
just.
Yeah, I mean, ideally we've got to get those brochures and then give them to Linda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and she'll either keep some of the comments, she'll take some of the Ferry City table, and we can also talk
to
the library. Okay. Anybody else? All right, so we will go ahead and adjourn at 8 o'clock on the